Teacher unions and government will meet again today to finalize issues regarding the non-payment of salaries to a section of teachers. A meeting held yesterday was inconclusive. Speaking on Behind the News, the PRO of DES, Reverend Jonathan Better, said he expects a conclusion on the matter today to avert any possible industrial action.
The meeting was very, very successful, and the decision taken was that we will finalize everything as to how the teacher unions will go back to their various unions to address the issue, to avoid the strike issue.
So it was inconclusive as to...
It was inconclusive. In actual fact, I can say that inconclusive.
So what is the expectation? What are we expecting?
Well, my expectation is that our teacher union, the leadership, will be smiling because, you know, the discussion was very fruitful and their contribution was also laudable. The Minister for Education and the Labour Minister also raised the issues, their concern that, in natural fact, they wouldn't like the teachers to go on strike to cause the children to stay in the house and a lot of issues. So they are ready to reason up with the teachers. When the right thing is done, they will be able to come out with the money. The money is not the problem, but the process is the issue.
If you say the right thing must be done, what exactly is it that you are talking about?
The address was about the documents that the Ghana Education Service was expecting our teachers to add to their input forms to the process by Auditor General. We raised an alarm that some of the documents that they presented were queried by Auditor General. So we sent them back, and then we are expecting that the right thing will be done as soon as possible, and then the money will be paid.
So looking at what transpired, is it an indication that the 13th strike will not come on by close of this week?
In actual fact, I can say that because the Labour Minister for Employment and the minister had really spoken to the teacher union as parents. They spoke as fathers to them. So we are expecting that everything will be finalized and the strike will be called off.
The General Secretary of NAT, David Ofuria Champong, on the other hand, said he expects all issues to be discussed, including the payment of arrears owed the teachers. According to him, all that is important to them is government's commitment to settle amounts owed to them and the way forward.
We don't understand why the GES is still talking about documents and documents and documents. All the teachers that we are talking about, they have gone through due process. They have filled forms and they have been placed on their salary. They have been paid 3 months of those salaries based on the forms they submitted. What is left are arrears that have accrued up to the time that the forms were submitted and then they were placed on their scale. So if the basis for placing them on their scales was the completion of the relevant form, what other forms, again, are they talking about?
I thought he said supporting document.
My sister, there is nothing like supporting document anywhere. In the first place, they've gone through the process. The IPPD officers at the GES demanded stringent documents that the teachers attached to their papers, and as a result of that, when they were certified to be true, they were placed on their respective scale. And that is the scale at which they are being paid, which they will be paid at the end of this month. But what other documents are they talking about? You don't need to fill any other document. The point is that you have placed them on the scale already. What they are demanding is the arrears of the money that has accrued at the point of which they were put on scale. And you are calling for documents. You see, this is the kind of misinformation that is going on that is making these things very difficult. Meanwhile, they've submitted documents which have made them to be placed at their respective ranking as of today. So which document, again, are they looking for before they pay their arrears, upon which this problem will be resolved? So I'm surprised. We must let the people of Ghana understand that we are not going for renegotiation. We had an invitation to meet the minister. We didn't know what they were going to tell us. And as courtesy demands, we decided to go and listen. And if the talking didn't finish, there's nothing that has been placed on the table for us as of today. But we don't expect anything apart from what we have agreed upon already. The pleasant news we hear is that they have asked Controller and Accountant General to pay those teachers their money.